Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at ohiovoterguide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The time is now for Erik ten Hag and Manchester United to start picking up results with good performances. The Premier League is back for them this weekend after two defeats in their opening three matches of the season. The Europa League is soon to start. The League Cup is soon to kick in as well. And Manchester United are back in action with seven games until the next international break. And they simply have to improve. I'm Scott from the Promised Land podcast. Please subscribe to the channel if you've not done so already on YouTube, Apple and Spotify. I'll be talking all things Manchester United in a shorter episode today, hopefully around 20 minutes or so, because I know that there's a weekend to come and I know that there will be a lot to take away from whatever happens in the Southampton game on Saturday lunchtime. So United are back in action then, but I think this phase of matches that we have coming up will tell us a lot about how Manchester United are A, going to perform this season, and B, how Erik ten Hag and his future is going to play out. United simply have to improve, and that time has to come now. This is my position on the manager. If you've been watching the podcast for a long time, you know I've been shouting for Erik ten Hag to have time, but I just wanted to jump on in a shorter episode today to just talk all things feelings on the direction of the club and the direction that United are going under Erik ten Hag. Simply, we have to see better. We just have to see better, and it starts at Southampton tomorrow. But yes, subscribe to the channel if you've not done so already. Please follow me on social media as well, at @_ScottSaunders on Instagram. Please follow me there in particular if you have not done so already, on TikTok as well, at @_ScottSaunders, and on X at @_ScottSaunders as well. The links will be in the description of this episode on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube as well. You can watch and listen, whichever suits you best. But please subscribe everywhere you can, because obviously that is very, very important. And like the stream as well. Leave a review if you can. Leave a comment. Let me know how you're feeling about Manchester United and the direction so far this season, and what you're expecting to happen and what you're hoping to happen in the weeks to come, because the manager is a divisive issue among United fans. Some have completely lost patience, some still calling for time. I'm firmly in that camp, and I have been in that camp, but we've reached a point where I think it's now time to expect better. And I think Erik ten Hag has been supported appropriately in the transfer market over the summer. Ineos gave him a stay of execution. A contract extension was triggered of 1 year. He was supported in the transfer market. There's a new football structure in place. And simply put, United cannot finish in eighth place or lower, or even sixth place. I think we've got to be looking at United as competing for top four at the very minimum this season. If they miss out on it by a smidge, then maybe you can bypass that, as long as you're seeing good things on the pitch come out of it. But look, I'll just talk today a little bit about the games to come and the wider significance of why I think this is a big time for Erik ten Hag. I've called the episode on the thumbnail on YouTube "Squeaky Bum Time." This is our version. This is Man United's modern version of "Squeaky Bum Time." It's not competing for titles anymore. It's not title races with Arsene Wenger or Jose Mourinho and Sir Alex Ferguson. This is about the manager proving that he should stay longer, or see out the season, see out the duration of his contract. He simply has to show better than we're seeing. And I feel like United have been maybe dealt a little bit of a sore hand, given I think there's the performances at the start of the season, in the first two games anyway. There were smidges of improvements. I could see the identity coming through, but then that all gets undone with the way that you lose to Liverpool in the last game, 3-0 at Old Trafford just was not good at all. So the seven games to come, Southampton, Barnsley, Crystal Palace, FC 20, Spurs, Porto and Villa. So these games are big ones. Obviously, Barnsley and FC 20 and Porto, they're in different competitions. You'd expect United to progress against Barnsley. You'd expect United to beat FC 20. But there's a lot of games here, particularly the away ones, which United simply have to do better in. Now, Southampton are averaging the second highest amount of possession in the Premier League so far this season. So this is a 12:30 game after an international break where Manuel Ugarte has flown to Uruguay and to South America in order to play and get some minutes in his legs following not much football over the course of the summer and no football for United so far. Obviously, there is an expectation that he'll be involved in some capacity against Southampton. But that win in itself, potentially get a little bit tricky, but United simply have to win tomorrow. They do. Barnsley, United have to win. Cannot afford any embarrassing defeats like that to lower league teams. FC 20, you'd think that United have got to go and beat. But these games here, like Southampton away, Crystal Palace away next weekend, Tottenham in the Premier League after that at Old Trafford, Porto away and Aston Villa away. That's the makeup of United's next seven games before the international break in October. So there's a lot to cram in. There's a lot to fix in United's team at the moment. And then there's that international break, which, you know, potentially if United don't pick up results there, pressure will continue to mount on Erik ten Hag. And the closer or the further we get through this season, the more the pressure will come. If United are still in mid-table or are languishing or have lost, let's say, three out of those games, pressure will mount up and the decision makers will have decisions to make. But obviously, there's an international break in October and an international break in November as well. So there's another patch of games after that international break, which culminates on the 9th of November against Leicester City at Old Trafford. But there are a good few fixtures coming up in that patch, which could be quite difficult, like Chelsea at Old Trafford, West Ham away. And look, United simply have to be better. I'm looking at these fixtures here. Crystal Palace away, United lost last season. Spurs at home, United drew last season. Aston Villa away, United won last season, but were outplayed for the majority of it. United beat Villa home and away last year. But these games, you could quite easily see United losing if they play the way that they've been playing in these big games, and they've been as open as they've proven that they can be. The pressure is really on Erik ten Hag. So let me know your thoughts on how long the manager's got and what the manager needs to do in order to come through this period relatively unscathed and alleviate the pressure on himself. I'm just going to give you some context here. If you're new to the channel or whatever, I'm Scott from the Promised Land podcast, and I have been doing podcasts on United and other shows on Manchester United for a number of years now. But I've always been firmly in the camp of give the manager time to let his methods sink in. I firmly believe that he's needed better, more athletic players to be able to play the style of football that he wants to play. And I feel like as much as United don't really have the depth in that aspect at the moment, I feel like there's enough there now to expect and demand that Erik ten Hag needs to pull better performances and better results out of the squad that he's got. Manuel Ugarte, whether he shifts him in very, very slowly remains to be seen. But I think we're at a time now, having lost two out of three this season with United already, he can't really afford to take any risks. He's got to just fully concentrate on the results and the performances. And I think we're in a position where United at least need the results, but they definitely need some semblance of an identity and a style of play, which clearly comes through, as that has been the big criticism of United and Erik ten Hag over the past two and a bit years since he's arrived at United. So we need to see positive momentum in that direction. And this comes in the wider aspect of criticism from all angles. I understand that some United fans will criticize as well, but this comes under the cloud of Cristiano Ronaldo's interview with Rio Ferdinand earlier this week, which I'll talk about in a little bit. But Ronaldo has said some things which I don't think should really impact Erik ten Hag and anything. But what it does do is just ramp up the pressure on United even more. If this is Cristiano Ronaldo talking, obviously one of United's greatest ever players, talking to another of United's greatest ever players in Rio Ferdinand and talking about things that the manager can and can't say. So I have some thoughts on that, which I'll get to maybe towards the end of this. But like I say, it won't be too long today. Keep it nice and snackable for you as there's not too much time ahead of the Southampton game. But I think I'm looking at this game and the games to come with in a block, essentially. And I want to be able to come out of this block of games, these seven games, to the next international break and say, right, I know where United are going.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Things are improving, and I can see positive shoots and positive signs that United will continue moving in this direction for the rest of the season. United's injury record is, obviously they've had a few injuries at the start of the season, lack of fitness in some cases, lack of preseason in some cases as well, but generally United's injury situation has been as good, touch wood, I'm touching the desk here, as good as it's been in a little while. Like last season was an absolute disaster, but if Erik ten Hag has got a lot of the names that he wants to use available to him, we've got to see better. We just have to. And yeah, like I say, let me know what you think. Get in the comments. And how long do you think Erik ten Hag has got? Or are you done with him already? If you are in that position where you're done with him already, what does he need to do in your eyes to turn it around? Because I'm just getting to this point now where I feel like the manager's had two full seasons, one good season, one not so good season, but he's proven he can win trophies and win cups. But if we're to believe that United are going in the right direction, now begins the real time where we're starting to get games every 3 days or every 4 days. Now is the time to start churning things out, churning out results, churning out performances, and to get the fans on side and get people believing that United are not completely broken. There is a bigger picture here in the sense of I do think all of this revolution of United with Ineos and Jim Ratcliffe, Dave Brailsford, Dan Ashworth, Christopher Vivelle, Jean-Claude Blanc, loads of people that United have brought in over the past few months who I think in the longer term will steer United in the right direction. And I'm very confident and very hopeful that some of the things that they're putting in place at the moment will bear fruit later on. But that's what I'm talking 3 years-ish there. But what we need to do and what we need to judge is which players and which manager currently are the right people to take United through that period of time to get them to challenge in for titles again, because that is where United need to be. And I'm willing to be patient with it. It feels like I'm saying I'm willing to be patient with it every 2 years, but this time is different in the sense of I now feel that United have different people who know what the hell they're doing in positions of control at the football club. United have had some drastic losses this week, massive financial results. I think United have lost over £300 million over the last 3 years, which is just ridiculous when they're posting 660 million record revenues. But obviously, I think the results financials this week have just gone to show just how much of a mess United have been in. For what it's worth, I think the transfer window that United did have just a few weeks ago, I think was very, very positive and very, very good. We just need to see the signings really start to show that they can work in this team. And we need to see the team moving forward and building on last season as well. But yeah, I did just want to talk about Cristiano Ronaldo. So this week, Ronaldo sat, well, it wasn't this week. I think this happened a few weeks ago, but on Thursday, a podcast between Rio Ferdinand and Cristiano Ronaldo was released on YouTube for everyone to see. There were quotes which came out and dribbled out on Wednesday, and people weren't sure whether they were real or not, but obviously we knew this interview was coming anyway, so this has made national headlines, as you'd expect, because it's Cristiano Ronaldo. But Rio Ferdinand sat down with Ronaldo and talked about what Erik ten Hag and what the squad is like at the moment, what the feeling is for Ronaldo around the club, bearing in mind that this is a guy who left United in around, I think it was in November 2022 or December 2022, because I was at the World Cup after that interview with Piers Morgan. But Ronaldo's had his say, obviously fell out with Ten Hag at the time. Lots of gesticulations. I remember in Ten Hag's first season where United played really, really well against Tottenham and beat them at Old Trafford. And we actually saw, I think that was probably one of the games where we saw an identity in United, and probably one of the best ones that we've seen to date under Erik ten Hag in terms of result, performance, and everything coming together. I felt like that was one of ten Hag's best performances, but that was obviously mired by Ronaldo not coming on and walking off the pitch and off the bench before the full-time whistle was blown. So obviously we know how that finished. We know that there might be a little bit of disagreement and animosity there, but I just wanted to touch on what Ronaldo said. So I'll read through, if you haven't seen it already, I'll read through what he said here. I've lifted these from Simon Stone's BBC piece. The coach says they cannot compete to win the league and the Champions League, Ronaldo said about Erik ten Hag. As Manchester United coach, you cannot say that you're not going to fight to win the league or the Champions League. Mentally, you can say maybe we don't have that potential, but I cannot say that. We're going to try. You have to try. What I wish for Manchester United is what I wish for me, to be the best team they can. I love that club. I'm not the kind of guy to forget the past. So he's talking about there his memories of coming through at United, the things he learned under Sir Alex Ferguson and with Ruud van Nistelrooy and Rio Ferdinand and all these Paul Scholes, really experienced players. But obviously he had that second spell. And just want to offer my thoughts on this and let me know what you think as well in the comment section. But what Ronaldo's done here is, as much as I've said it's time for Erik ten Hag to deliver here, I think Ronaldo has come out here and said the coach cannot say what he's been saying, but then has gone on later in the interview to say the same things that Erik ten Hag has been saying. So for me, I don't agree with what Ronaldo said here. The coach says they cannot compete to win the Premier League and the Champions League. I think he stitched him up a little bit there. I really do. Erik ten Hag, in pretty much every press conference he has, no matter what he says about injuries or style of play, ten Hag repeatedly says, we have to win every game. We're expected to win every game. And he said it in his Thursday press conference as well. So I think Erik ten Hag knows the expectations. But what Erik ten Hag, the position that he's in, is, if Erik ten Hag is going to say, let's say he said yesterday, yes, I think we can win the league, what would happen? He would be widely ridiculed for it. Nobody expects Manchester United to win the league in this moment. And I feel like United are going through a rebuild and you need a little bit of realism. You need to know that you need to build from a level or several levels below where you want to be in the end. And that is what Ronaldo's alluded to later in the interview as well. So he also said, they need to rebuild everything, in my opinion. The club needs time to rebuild because it's still one of the best clubs in the world, but they need to change. They understand that this is the only way. This is why they show they need to start to change again. The structure of the club, the infrastructures and everything. The owners of the club are investing in the training ground, so I'm happy because things are changing. I believe that the future will be bright, but they don't depend only on the talents. They have to rebuild from the bottom. If not, they cannot compete. It will be impossible. So what Ronaldo's done there is essentially dug out Erik ten Hag for saying something which I don't think is fair for him to say. And look, maybe you disagree with me here, but I feel like if you listen to Erik ten Hag, I watch every Erik ten Hag press conference, every single one, whether it's pre-match, post-match, embargo, whatever. I will listen to it and analyze it myself. And I feel like he knows the size of the task and he knows the importance of winning every single game. And he repeats it, but it's largely unfair to just expect Erik ten Hag to come out and say things which are just not possible for United at the moment. So I feel like there's a little bit of animosity in Ronaldo's words here versus ten Hag, and what he's ended up doing is showing that he's in the same position as the manager himself by admitting United need to rebuild. We've seen that happen off the pitch. We're seeing it happen or start to happen on the pitch as well. And look, I think anytime Ronaldo says something and mentions the name Ten Hag out of his mouth in a public setting or on a podcast or something like that, you're going to get headlines. You're going to get engagements. You're going to get debate about whether Ten Hag is the right man. He's a fraud. He's not fit for this job, or he is the right man. It's just noise that comes with the job of being at Old Trafford. And then Ronaldo had to go in and say, if Ten Hag listens to Rude, maybe he can help himself. So that's a little bit of another undermining of the manager that ended up kicking him out of the club, because it was Ten Hag wanted a pressing forward and Ronaldo wasn't that. Whatever you think about whether Ronaldo should have stayed at the time or whatever, he did the interview he did and he left. He left. His contract was terminated and that's how it was left. But Ronaldo, being Ronaldo, obviously felt like he was the right, or he had the best experience here and what he said should have gone. But obviously, if you're a player, you got to listen to your boss. You got to listen to your manager. And he defied him, essentially. So, and this is just another way of just twisting the knife a little bit. If Ten Hag listens to Rude, maybe he can help himself. He knows the club and the club should listen to the guys who are there. I don't disagree with that, but I think that line, if Ten Hag listens to Rude with a bit of a laugh after it, we know Ruud van Nistelrooy is there as the assistant manager lurking in the background. Plenty of people have been tipping Ruud van Nistelrooy to succeed Erik ten Hag as manager whenever Ten Hag loses his job, because I think some people think it's inevitable and just a matter of time. But Ten Hag is there and picked Ruud van Nistelrooy himself to become one of his assistants, because obviously I think maybe Ten Hag has acknowledged that he needs somebody with that past experience of knowing the club and knowing the history and knowing what it takes to win, because they simply, you know, have gone too long without winning a league title. All the players, barring Johnny Evans, who it's a miracle that he's still there, all of the players that United have now have not won a league title with Manchester United. Unless I'm forgetting one, but I know Johnny Evans definitely has and is still there at the moment. But that it's been 11 years and counting since United last won the Premier League. So that know-how and that knowledge of how to win league titles has retired or moved on. All of those players have gone. So what they're having to do is recapture and rebuild that will to win and that ability to win in a new group of players who've won elsewhere, in a group of players that have come through the academy or whatever, and they're having to mix it all together to recreate the success that they have lost, simply because United have been run terribly over the past decade or so since Sir Alex Ferguson and David Gill left the club. But that is, I'll wrap it there just because I wanted to do a quick podcast today just to talk about a few things that have happened this week and just to outline my thoughts on the manager's position. So I'll just double down on it. At the moment, Erik ten Hag and Manchester United go into a 7-game run. Southampton, Barnsley, Crystal Palace, FC20, Tottenham, Porto and Aston Villa. Various home and away matches there. Over the next month or 6 weeks, up until the next international break. Simply put, and hopefully you'll all agree with this, we need to see Erik ten Hag and Manchester United perform better and get wins and positive results. The time is now. The time is now to expect improvement. The time is now to expect that United move up the table. The time is now to expect that United eradicate the mistakes that they've been making. And the time is now to expect better. Otherwise, legitimate questions can be asked about the manager. This has been the Promised Land podcast with me, Scott Saunders. Please give me a follow on all the social media channels at @_ScottSaunders on X, TikTok, and Instagram. Please give me a follow on Instagram if you've not done so already in particular. Would really, really appreciate that. And follow the podcast on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube as well. We do audio and video. So subscribe to all those channels. Get in the comments. Let me know your thoughts on what I've said today. And I'll be back to talk about what happens against Southampton after the 12:30 kickoff. So we'll know how our weekend's going to go if United can come through this one with a confident and good win. Let's hope that can happen. And then I'll come back to be able to talk through some positives. But you never know with United at the moment. So please subscribe to the channel. If you've not done so already, drop me a follow as well. And I'll see you soon for another Promised Land podcast. Until next time, it's been Scott from the Promised Land.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for Black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.